Not.
Not too many.
Let's see, it seems like that was on Monday.
Monday night, they
had a big storm down in Tupelo, that's where I was.
Yeah.
I guess it was. Probably had bad weather all over.
Yeah. Anyhow, I mean, a lot of limbs, you know, leaves off the trees. This top of the trees, and some limbs would blow off this maple here. And we get out there and pick them up, and a wheelbarrow, we wasn't enough for you to pick up, and we pound down here and burn them, you know, when they get dry. A lot of them, some of them were dead limbs that you wouldn't think would be up there.
Is that right?
I know some dead limbs around that tree right there.
And what kind of tree did you say that was?
Maple, sugar maple.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we have any of those.
Yeah.
Alabama? South Alabama, anyway. That's a pretty tree.
Yeah, that's I've taken a picture of that tree last year. Just with a Kodak picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful tree there. I had that thing a few years ago pruned and me it was kind of straight back up, you know, but it bushed out then.
Oh yeah.
You see how it looks like it was made that way, don't it?
All right, it's nice in the shape.
My brother down here had it yesterday. He got a flatbed truck, farms, and he pulled up there and he said, he went out there to look at them beans, mine, and he planted them, and he come back. My daughter can go up here. He can go up where you at. And she come up there and she said, what are y'all, my wife and my brother and his son, youngest son was out there, and she said, what are y'all doing out here? And my brother says, soaking up some of this shade right now, it's hot. So we just stand there it was earlier than this, the shade was back this way, but he had his truck parked. Oh, about the age of where shade is there now. And he said, as thick as that tree is, it don't look like the sun would shine through it, but there'd be little spots around it, you know. And if you look out there now, as I turn beside my foot to see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's shining through that tree.
That's strange that it could go all the way through
there. Yeah, I'll go through there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. What about tell me about your wife cleaning up? What's that thing she used to sweep the floor with?
Broom.
Yeah.
A vacuum cleaner.
Oh yeah.
Broom.
Well, what if she was looking for the broom and it was in a corner and the door was open so she couldn't see it and she was asking you for it? You'd tell her, well, the broom's just
hidden behind the end in the corner behind the door.
What about talking about the door? If I came in your house and I left your door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to do what?
Close the door.
Close the door. Would you ever say anything else?
Well, I don't know. I might.
You know, it's a little stronger.
Oh, man.
Maybe another word besides close. Some people don't say close, but they say
shut.
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
You'd probably say close, though.
Yeah.
What about this thing that covers the top of your house? That's the
shingles.
And the shingles are on the
storm sheet.
And the whole thing together is called maybe a storm. You say a storm might come along and blow off your whole
roof.
Have you ever seen any houses that have? I don't know if your house has them or not, but they have these things around the edges that'll carry off the water.
Water trough.
You ever heard people call those anything else?